I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A mob in the Punjab province of Pakistan torched 32 churches and several homes in a Christian neighborhood. The attacks were sparked on Wednesday by a false blasphemy accusation leveled at some local believers. Radical Muslim leaders then stirred up hundreds of people to lash out at the Christian community. But Greg Kelly with World Mission says the tempest may not be over.
What we're hearing is that Christians right now all across this country are terrified. They're literally terrified because what they're hearing is that Muslims are planning similar attacks in other cities.
The Pakistan government has arrested nearly 150 people connected to the mob and deployed more than 6,000 police to the area. But is it enough to stop more coordinated attacks? You can support our persecuted Christian brothers and sisters in Pakistan through World Mission. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And Jesus set his people free from demonic oppression in 7 of the 33 miracles that he performed while walking this earth. And he's still in the freedom business today. Heart for Iran's Nazanin Baghestani describes a woman who recently called the ministry's 24/7 prayer line.
Her whole family was into witchcraft. They were traumatized all the time. They would hear voices. They would see things on fire, which was not actually on fire. They went to the mosque and the mullah says, "It's okay. These are gods talking to you. Go ahead and talk with them." Eventually, they pray to receive Jesus Christ as their savior. And this whole family is in peace now. We continue to disciple them and they're growing in the Lord. Praise God.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.